Yeah, that's the DNA. That's the DNA.
Why did you drink the DNA if you had the water first? Why would you do that? That makes no sense.
Oh, no.
Okay, look, you guys, I'm Mayor Tyler. You might have seen me at previous Friendly Town meetings. I'm not scared. Just to put that out there, I'm not worried about the situation that our town's found itself in. You know, from the year 1946 to approximately 1968, we had one alien sighting. We had one. You might want to hit the mute button on the projector if the remote's over there. We had one alien sighting, and that just turned out to be a Trans Am that backfired. From 1969 through 1997, we had two alien sightings. One was the Trans Am, same Trans Am, backfiring again. And the other one was just like, you know, a drone, like an early kind of drone model that just got fired. It's like someone thought it was like a predator, like a hawk, and just fired their fucking pellet gun at it. It was weird. We cleared that up pretty quickly, though. However, more recently, we've had a record number of alien sightings reported. And because we don't really know what to do about this shit, we really haven't had to deal with alien encounters personally. I mean, maybe some of the townspeople have been dealing with that stuff behind my back and they're just not telling me about it. But that's okay because, you know, aliens kind of freak me out. You know, have you guys seen, except in like that movie Cocoon, that Gift of the Magi type alien that gives and gives and gives. But, you know, these aren't the type of aliens that give to humans or create like a fountain of youth like you have in the 1985 hit Ron Howard movie Cocoon, which is, you know, my expectation whenever I hear about an alien landing. But we need to take this matter into our own hands. We need to call in an expert. So rather than call in a scientist or call in L. Ron Hubbard or something, we decided to call in an FBI agent. So please, with no further ado, I'd like to welcome to Friendly Town our very special guest, Detective FBI Agent Donnie Marsh. Where is he? Where is he? Take that microphone there, Detective Marsh. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, no problem.
You hear that uncopyrighted music playing in the background?
I do. I know it.
Yeah. It's like slightly off like tone. It's like do-do-do-do-do-do. It's, you know, it's like the Vanilla Ice with the under pressure thing, you know? It's like, yeah. So they can't sue us.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, so it's not the same.
There you go. Yeah, yeah, you changed it.
Yeah, yeah. No, we totally changed it.
Yeah.
We're really excited that you're here, and we actually just right off the bat, we have someone for you to talk to.
Fantastic.
But how has your visit been so far? Why don't you tell the folks about that for a quick second, because we have one person who's very agitated and wants to talk to you.
Okay, I know a lot of people are expecting me, like, because you know watch the X-Files, you're like, oh cool, FBI agent, he's going to be one of us, he believes. And I'll just tell you straight up, like 90% of the time I come to investigate a paranormal disturbance, it's just some weird, you know, small town wackos, you know, and 9% of the time it's some chamber of commerce who's like, maybe we could be the next Roswell, or, you know, it's a marketing thing.
Look, I never said, just for the record, that wasn't my idea.
Okay,
that
well, we'll see.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll see. 1% of the time, you know, something weird happens, you know, some lady's pet starts levitating and speaking in dead tongues, and it's pretty cool, you know. So, I mean, I'm not here to say anything, you know, to say you guys aren't above board, but, you know, I just want to hear from the people of Friendly Town and just hear what they have to say.
So, yeah, we know you're pretty skeptical, but I think some of our townspeople have some pretty strong opinions about stuff they've seen in the last couple days.
That's cool. Just don't tell anybody I'm drinking on the job.
Tell people what?
Nice.
Classic. Classic. All right. Is our first mayor ready to share his story yet? Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
No. He's here, and I'll introduce him to you, and then maybe you can call the other mayors to the stage and the other townspeople to talk
absolutely
about their stories. Okay.
Okay.
I'll get you the list because you left it at the bar, but I'll
oh, that was a. Okay.
Yeah. No, that's usually
I'm always
how it works.
Misplacing evidence. It's kind of a thing.
Yeah, a little bit of a default, yeah, a character fault as an FBI agent.
It's fine. Yes, it's a character thing. That's what it is.
Yeah. Boom. Yeah. All right. So let's just bring him. Let's just bring him out here. Mayor St. Thomas. I think he's got some stories for you. Mayor St. Thomas, everyone.
What day is it? What's the date?
It's September 25th, 2017.
Oh my God, it's been like 6 years. Holy shit.
Son, you okay?
No. I was out one night. I was just driving home from the bar. I was maybe a little drunk. I see a white light in the road. 6 years go by. I don't know. I haven't... No, I thought it was a dream. I just fell asleep. I space and time stopped existing, and I have been violated by interdimensional beings. I'm not.
How do you mean, son?
They took me. They had tentacles. And
nice.
I've been fucked in holes I didn't know I had. Man. It was awesome.
You mind if I take off my pants? No.
I mean,
go ahead. All right. So,
yeah, so I just
for how did you get a visual on them? Besides the tentacles, was there anything else you saw?
That's the thing. It's just an ether. And from the ether come these tentacles. There's no thing they connect to. I don't know if they get pleasure. I don't know if they're just there to pleasure me. It was an eternity. I watched whole planets develop and destroy themselves. I watched societies live and die while I was getting fucked by these tentacles.
So you've been gone since 2011?
Yeah.
So to you, it's 2011.
Yeah, how's Barack Obama doing?
Don't.
Did we ever get full health care?
No one tell him!
I'm just saying, I think I need to get tested. I don't know what these things... I got a rash that's like, I've never even seen the colors this rash makes.
You might want to go back, because there's a whole health care thing going on right now that not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, so...
Sorry, I feel weak.
I feel bad asking, because... You seem sincere, but is there any evidence?
Yeah, I got an artifact. The aliens, they probed me.
Mm-hmm.
There's an implant in my body.
Okay.
It's a vibrator. It's sound activated. If I can get the audience to laugh, it'll go off. And you'll be able to see in real life. What they did to me.
It's always a vibrator.
And I just need I need like the Twinkabell. You have to bring it to life in my ass. Just everybody. Now please, just keep. Oh God. Yeah. Oh, that's it. Oh, keep it. Oh.
Why do I feel like he does this every week, no matter what the topic is? Always comes around to a vibrator in the ass. How are you feeling right now?
What year is it?
It's 2017.
Oh, shit. I got a bus to catch.
Okay.
I'll call you an Uber? How do we do this? What?
I'll call you.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't give me your number.
I think there's a pager in the... It comes with a Wi-Fi plan or something.
Okay. Yeah. That's fantastic.
All right.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that's pretty standard issue around here in Friendly Town. Welcome to town. Here's a list of people that we want you to talk to. However, we do have a satellite transmission if you want to check it out from someone who's not able to be here.
But absolutely.
Mayor Boston McCowan, who's our satellite remote mayor, he's submitted something that he wants you to see.
Finally, a non-crazy person.
And you'll make sure this gets to home and making siren, correct? Okay. Thank you, gentlemen, quite a bit for your assistance in this matter. I like your suits. I really like that suit. It's very very stylish. So hi. I just want to go on the record, and I want to make sure that we have my words get heard in regards to the upcoming situation that I've heard about, and so I just want to make sure. I've been here in Friendly Town since first touchdown. Okay, like since the first time, like we laid eyes on each other, and like I understand. It's another world. Okay, like it's a whole nother world that we don't fully understand. Like their practices and you know what they are and who they be, you know, like, you know, I understand they eat some weird shit. They eat some weird shit. I understand that they do stuff with butts. Okay. Like they do stuff with butts. Like I don't understand doing stuff with butts. Like we've never, like, seriously, I don't understand like with all the butt stuff, but I think that's the thing they do, man. So that's just how they are. So I just want to throw this out there that, like, you know, just because their culture is so much different than ours and so varied amongst the different types that are out there, like, I just don't think that we need to be the ones passing such judgment. We need to be the ones who are understanding and accepting of these strange creatures, you know. Like we've been dealing with them for quite some time now. Like they've always been there, and I mean they're rather young too. Like overall, like they're just curious little fuckers, you know. Like they're just trying to find their way in the world and trying to find their way in this universe. And I just don't think that we need to be the ones judging them for how they go about this, you know. Like again, like some of the stuff they eat, man. Like I just, whew. Like the way that they make it possible for it to be edible in the first place is just a little unnerving. Like I understand that, and I feel like some of the things they drink are just a little strange. Like that just might be because they're drinking stuff that's vegetation that we're not used to. You know, it's just something we're not used to. I mean, I tried some of them one time, and it, whew, let me tell you, boy, let me tell you what. Man, some of the stuff they make is ridiculous, okay? Just redonkulous stuff they got down here. And, you know, that's just them, you know? Like, there's nothing wrong with what they do and who they are, you know? I just feel like we need to stop being the ones passing judgment. We need to be the ones to stand up and believe in our new friends, to believe in these people. They're people just like us, you know. They're just like us, you know. We need to understand that aspect and go ahead and help them along their way. And so, it's my opinion, as one of the first ambassadors to Friendly Town from the skies, that we do not exterminate all the humans here on Earth. I do not believe the humans should be eradicated. They are wonderful animals that we need to protect and keep an eye on, because frankly they make some amazing goddamn hooch. But other than that, this is Orbidon 5 signing off, and I will catch you next time. Thank you.
Wait a minute. Wait. Is that a Dragon Force shirt he's wearing? I don't know. I just couldn't tell. I was trying to figure out. Well, I didn't even pay much attention to what he was saying. I was trying to figure out his shirt.
Of all the things to represent us out in the galaxy, so yeah. All right.
Give it up for Boston.
Yeah.
I think you need to go to the next local to get their stories and maybe ask a couple questions too.
Thanks for that prompt. Yeah.
You're welcome.
I was just like, what do I do? What do I do up here next? I don't know. Thank you. All right. Okay. So far, some very suspect things going on. I no longer think that this might be a local government conspiracy, but I think it's time to go to the people of Friendly Town again. So please, Citizen Carson Barnes, please come up and fill me in on your tale.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much.
Yeah. You fucking been up there, man?
Up where?
Oh, up there.
I have not, son.
Yeah, it is so much better than everything here. Up there, fucking awesome. You gotta get up there. Okay, so are you racist? There's no race at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then we're good.
You gay?
No.
Everyone's gay up there. There's no gender up there. We all just fuck each other. This shit is so bad. It's not good. It's not good. You gotta get up there, man. Do you know how I can get back up there?
How to get back up there?
How to get back? Yeah.
I don't.
You don't have like a phone number?
No, I don't. No, I'm just here to investigate this case and uphold the Constitution of the United States.
Cool. Can you investigate like a phone number for me to get back up there?
Sure.
Okay.
I can check it out.
I mean, yeah, it's... Okay, so, like, humans have been around, let's call it 200,000 years. They've been around 201,000 years. It's better. They know more shit. We gotta get back up there.
We've been around for 6,000 years. So, get that straight.
They've been around for so much longer.
Okay.
Like, they know... They all know calculus. All
right. Well, you know, when Alien Jesus comes to live in my heart, I'll listen. But, you know. So.
Alien Jesus is up there.
And he's fucking everyone and everything.
That's why it's so good. Gotta get back up there.
All right.
Okay, so. They got like,
what did you have an experience of?
Yeah, it was awesome. There was ice cream and just like. People fucking. Everywhere. We gotta get back up there.
How'd they get you?
Well, I think I got a letter in the mail saying, hey, are you sick and tired of this bullshit on this planet? And I was like, yeah. So we got up there, and I think it was like a big escalator. It was like, boop, 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 boop.
Okay.
Went up. And...
Are aliens present here as you know, or are they stowed away in their ship or
plane
of existence?
No aliens here. That's why we're all murdering each other.
Okay.
That's why we're all dying.
Okay.
Because all the cool people are up there. And we got to get right back up there.
Okay.
Yeah.
They
got Dippin' Dots. It's the future up there.
That is the ice cream of the future. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's very valuable information.
Just doing my part to get back up there.
Okay. I'm glad you thought this would help.
Cool. I appreciate your time.
Of course.
You should come up there.
Okay. Well, if they come get me, I'll be there.
I'll take you.
You were asking me how to get up there. Were you lying to me?
Well, I mean, there's no fibs up there, so...
Does that mean no one fibs or nothing is a fib because nothing really matters?
That's what I'm saying. It's just a construct. We're all lying, but like we're all like in the same present moment where we can all just like fuck each other and eat Dippin' Dots. Like, come on now.
Okay. All right. So kind of you make your own reality or something or just Dippin' Dots, fucking lies don't exist.
You make your own destiny too.
Okay. Son, when you were, is it possible that drugs were involved in some way? Is it funny that I should bring that up?
They've got the best drugs up there. That's why we got to go back.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you. You've been very helpful to this investigation.
Dude, smoke some space dust, dude.
Okay. I'm reporting this to the mayor, but all right.
Cool. Thank you. We look forward to seeing you.
Of course. Thank you. Thank you, Carson. The next witness's name appears to be Beth. Is there Beth? All right. Yes, Beth. Fantastic.
Aren't you a drink of water?
Thanks.
Average. Hi.
Please take a seat.
Now listen, so I'm not trying to take up much of your time because I left the car running, but my son cannot reach the gear shifter from the back, so we're good for like a solid 3 minutes.
Yeah, I'm not the local police, so this is fine.
You look like a young Martin, like a Charlie Sheen. Anyway,
I usually get untalented Baldwin brother, but okay.
Let me drink a couple more of these and we'll see where we land. Well, so I was finishing my shift, dropping off the girls at the Emerald Club down on Clinton Highway. That's about 10 miles that way. I'll talk to you about that later. And I saw the damnedest thing. I looked over by the dumpster where all the chili dog trays are. So you think about what those girls eat when your face is right there. And there's a box of Fruity Pebbles. Fruity Pebbles. Mm-hmm. Okay, now look, I have an 8-year-old. And, you know, times are hard. I'm an Uber driver. An unpaid comedian. I mean, so I had to investigate. So I pulled the car over. I said, Jimmy, just buckle yourself back in. Do not touch that six-pack again. Mama will be right back. So I walked over to this box of Fruity Pebbles. And I opened it up and I took a sniff. And it smelled pretty fruity. But, you know, I tried to pick it up, and it would not move, sir. It would not move. It would not move.
Was it of unnatural weight and heft?
It just wouldn't move. So I thought, you know, it's only Fruity Pebbles. So I walked away from it, and then I heard a hissing sound. And this little short man, about this high, with a light gray coat and this real weird long pink tail... Mm-hmm. And these really creepy big eyes, you know, all the aliens have the big black eyes. I like this real pointy face, and it just kind of he hissed at me. And I said, look, sir, I wasn't trying to take your Fruity Pebbles, but I can't move them. And he hissed, and I took that hiss to mean blocker. No, but so listen, I got like one more minute. But look, I never could pick up those Fruity Pebbles, and I feel like someone should know.
Okay, well,
but that was an issue for me. I mean, I'm...
Not being able to pick up the Fruity Pebbles was an
issue
for
me. They were right there. Like, nobody was watching them. Like, there's no cameras in that parking lot.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, he wouldn't, you know, he just hissed at me. And I don't know, like,
how do you know
make
it was
an offering? Well, I mean, he's very, you know, kind of had that swagger when he walked up.
And, a foot-tall swagger.
Well, he had that great fur coat. I mean, you know, he's balling.
He was a tiny pimp.
Well, he had like this pocket in the front. He's real, real weird little, just a wiry little guy. I don't know.
Well, thank you for giving a physical description, because the other witnesses have been really falling down on that, other than the tentacles in the butts thing. They're real specific about the tentacles in the butts, but nothing else. Nothing else.
Well, I didn't tell you about the Cocoa Puffs, though, down by the ball on Alcoa Highway, which is about 8 miles that way.
Okay. Thank you. Of all the people who have talked to me so far, I don't know anything about your asshole, and I'm really glad. It's a refreshing change.
I clearly, you know, I appreciate you being here, but I do not, sir, appreciate you bringing up my son's father.
Oh, shit. Nice. Thank you, Beth. Give it up for Beth. Oh, boy. Yeah, well, so far at least, no one has been tortured, which is the main thing, you know, we're concerned about. You know, it seems like when the aliens interact with you, it's either a neutral or pleasurable experience. But if any aliens are listening and you want to torture someone, please do not locate my ex-wife, at 5614 Flanders Avenue, Jacksonville, Florida. Purple door, white trim. If you see a Taco Bell, you've gone too far. All right. Please let me talk to the next witness, Andrew McNicholas. Yeah. Let's clap for witnesses of intergalactic crimes.
Oh, no crimes here, brother. I did notice. I got evidence for you.
Thank you.
Physical, actual evidence. So this is a little grab bag that... So they were real nice to me. I had a Men in Black type experience, as the aliens were literally men in black. So, like, Will Smith.
Like,
and then,
Suits?
Yes. It was honestly kind of nuts. They told me that they took a form that my human mind could comprehend. And when I asked what they looked like, he said a giant tentacle in St. Thomas Ledoux's asshole. So I was like, oh, that's really weird. But okay. But I'll get to this evidence because I know you're busy. All right. So the first one. Okay. This is a cosmic writing utensil.
Okay.
Can I touch these? Yeah. Go ahead. I mean, That one you should be good to touch. If you know what a pencil is here on Earth, it's like the same thing, but, you know, it's from outer space, clearly. All right. Okay.
You can tell by the little hearts.
Let's see here. All right. So this is actually a warp drive. They had to disguise it as a common hair tie, but if you can string it around your body and put it at your waist, you can actually then fly. Like, through other dimensions as well. It didn't fit on me, because I'm quite a heavyset man. But, I don't know, that actually looked familiar. Weird. Okay, don't and then, about. Yeah. Oh! They gave me keys to their spaceship! That's physical, man. I'm telling you, these were some pretty cool people. So, I don't know. There are a lot of keys on there. I did see them use one. I don't know which one. And then,
is that a gym membership?
They were really into fitness. Like, strangely,
they're
like...
not that into it. It's only a silver membership.
Yeah, the distinct words that they used were too poor for the golds. And I said, oh, okay. So I get another one. So one of these is their drinking water, and one is a DNA sample. Okay. All right. Now, I actually forgot on my way over here which one is which, but I know by taste, both of them. But in the experiments that they had me do, they took away my ability to properly drink. So I will do this, but I cannot drink anymore. All right, that's the water. So I really hope this is... Yeah, that's the DNA. That's the DNA.
Why did you drink the DNA if you had the water first? Why would you do that? That makes no sense.
Oh, no. Wait, yeah, maybe I was wrong. Hold on, let me.
Okay, by DNA, maybe. Hold on. By DNA, what do you mean?
Well, see, that's what I asked, because I explained how DNA works here.
Thick.
It is not viscous. It is okay. Like a marmalade going down your throat, brother. But their exact words were, it is not as Earth or human semen is. They just kind of, like, it out. Like, they kind of...
Oh, that's less gross.
I think so. They kind of hit like a jumping jack pose, and then like it's almost like they sneeze, but from every point on their body. And then they go in a weird room where they catch it, and that's how you get it in a little drip cup. I managed to get away with this. They were very okay with me having it.
How did you get it?
Okay, so...
How did you... There's no shame here.
Full disclosure?
I'm the only one here. How'd you get it out?
I started licking them. I actually, my job on the ship, the time I was there...
You had a job?
Yeah, they worked me as the extraction agent for that. It used to be... I don't know who they got before me.
Were you promoted?
Yes, so I was actually... I just ran in a circle, and it was like a... Like, I think I was like the engine, like a hamster on a wheel. But I was really bad. I mean, I'm a bigger guy, so they quickly learned, we got it. This guy's not powering our ship enough. But they knew I liked to lick things, because... As I didn't know what was good to eat and what was not good to eat, and my mom's always told me, if you're unsure, take a lick. And I was like, all right. So I took a lick. Lo and behold, they experience pleasure all over, so when you get licking, things get sticking. So that's how I got that. The water's really good, though. It's got, like, zero BPAs. Like, I don't know how... There's no fluoride in it. Their shit's very advanced. But this is really the drink of water right here, if you know what I'm talking about.
Well, you know, a job is a job in this economy.
Yeah.
So. Well, good job. I'm proud of you.
I don't know if you can use that for your investigation. I am going to actually keep these to get back up there.
The keys to the spaceship.
Yeah, the guy.
Yeah, that seems like the least important piece of evidence I could possibly need. Thanks.
I'll leave my pencil, though. I mean, the cosmic pencil.
So, okay, and then, thanks. Yeah, go ahead and drink up. It's fine.
All right, yeah, I want this one, but I'll leave that other one up here you know, so you can do some tests on it. I'll go and get out of here.
Okay, thanks a lot. I appreciate it, Andrew McNicholas.
Yep, they turned me from left-handed to right-handed, and then back again, so I don't...
That's a new one. All right, thank you. Oh, all these deep-seated issues coming out, but they're always the same goddamn ones. All right. Please welcome your next witness, Todd Lewis. I don't know where he's emerging from. Todd? Oh, boy.
I'm sorry, I don't have long. The Arby's dining room closes in like 45 minutes. So we're going to have to go quick.
I'm totally okay with that.
All right, so where should we start?
When did the aliens contact you?
Aliens?
Sorry, that's a leading question. I'm sorry. What happened?
Oh, well, I mean, like, I'm just kind of like, I'm pissed at all these kids that are making a mess where I work.
Where is that?
I work right next to the abandoned planetarium and the Dippin' Dots factory. I'm a janitor. That's why I have this. I'm actually not supposed to take it home with me, but it's sort of like a rifle situation. Like, you know, you got to be one with your broom thing.
There are many like it, but that one is yours.
Yeah. I'm just gonna put Mabel back over here.
Okay.
So yeah, these damn kids, they've been causing problems, just a hell of a ruckus. Like they get all fucked up on goofballs, and then they start up the planetarium and start having their sex orgy, and then like afterwards they're just all dazed and confused in the parking lot, and I have to clean up after them.
I see. Could you describe any of these youngsters?
I mean, they look like regular human babies. Children, but older children. Like, not quite adult humans, but humans that are young, but not still edible, but not to the point of maturity fully. That's how I would describe it. As a regular Earth janitor.
How long have you been an Earth janitor?
All of my regular human adult lifetime.
And how long has that been?
The regular amount. I think 14 rotations of your planet. I mean, Earth around the sun.
Checks out.
Yes, but it's just a sex orgy at the abandoned planetarium and nothing else. There are bags of human condoms that you can go through as evidence of assorted genetic materials.
So, thank you. You're the first person here talking sense. Thank you. Everyone else here has been crazy.
Yes, okay? Humans are traditionally very irrational.
What did you say that your name was again?
Gorgon Bazorgo. Jones. You can call me Jonesy.
Gorgon Bazorga. My mother's Hungarian, by the way. It's good. What have you experienced as far as aliens? I feel like you're the only person here I can trust. Have you seen any alien activity?
Aliens aren't real. Everyone knows that.
Finally! Thank you. Okay, but so you're saying that everybody else talking here, they're absurd fantasies about butt probes. That doesn't happen.
No, not at all. It's just underdeveloped, you know, primate illogical thoughts, you know, like they normal have.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to quibble with your grammar a little bit, but what's the story with Mabel, the broom?
Oh, Mabel is my broom. And not a apparatus that I use to help me breathe, because I am unfamiliar with your atmosphere.
Okay.
Nothing like that.
Yeah. Well, Good.
La-ti-dee-da.
You're doing a great job. You're doing a great job. All right. Is there anything else you need to say?
You guys should really make more Dippin' Dots. The Dippin' Dots factory does not produce enough Dippin' Dots to quench our thirst for the cosmic treat that is that of the future.
All right.
Well, all Earthlings, I mean, all people, you need to get on it, or you will be destroyed by unsatisfactory treats. Thank you.
Thank you, Jonesy. Thank you. That guy was great. I could call him. He let me call him Jonesy. He's like a normal guy. Really normal guy. All right. Let's see. The next fellow I want to talk to give us some clues. Please give it up for Josh Lampley.
Hello.
Hi, Josh.
Hey.
You're wearing protective headgear.
Got to be prepared.
Prepared for what?
Any and everything. I've been through a lot living in this town.
Have you been through any or everything?
Some things. I'm not naive enough to think that I've experienced it all.
How old are you?
11.
Do your parents know you're here?
The last time my parents saw me, they were dropping me off at a magical place.
What magical place was that?
I can't read, so I don't know the exact name of said place, but it was indeed magical.
All right. Well, getting a little bit of a read on the education facilities in Friendly Town, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to talk to you about that later.
No, don't worry. I'm ahead of the game. I'm homeschooled.
Oh, dear God. Fantastic. Well, at least you know how old the Earth is. All right. So what? Describe the place that you were at.
I walked in, and there was a delicious aroma. There was photos of what I can only assume was the leader of this place plastered everywhere.
What did he look like? Or she?
Ooh,
what a twist.
Well, it is 2017. It was a she. She had piercing eyes and large flowing hair.
Large flowing hair?
Large flowing hair.
So it was Melanie Griffith from Working Girl.
I can't say for sure.
You're
11. As an 11-year-old.
Yeah, I know.
But she seemed to bring joy to a lot of people. Everyone there was very happy.
Okay. Did she have tentacles?
No, but she did have two mounds. And I couldn't help but notice that people seemed to be intrigued by them.
Where were these mounds located, son?
Could I have a doll to point at?
Just use me.
Okay. They were in this general area.
Always works. That's where they usually are. Those are normal mounds.
Well, but these didn't
Your parents
seem
shouldn't
normal.
Be talking to you
these
about
didn't
this,
seem
but...
normal. They were much, much moundier than others.
Okay.
And then there was this magical place where I could get in moving water and stay there for as long as I wanted, and I'd never drown or stop moving.
Did they call this by any name? This river.
That's what they called it. They said the river.
The river.
The river.
All right.
Yeah.
Would you describe this river as lazy?
I would say it was the exact opposite. It was a very active river. It never stopped moving.
Shit, I thought it was onto this one. All right. So, the leader, there were pictures of her everywhere.
Yes.
She's got tantalizing mounds that bring people pleasure.
Yes.
Or the creatures. Did you get a read on any of the other creatures? What did they look like?
I couldn't look away from the mounds. They looked similar to me, though. So, I mean, imagine me, but a little more mysterious.
That's difficult, but...
I know, I'm an open book. Well,
yes. Yes, you are. So what... So how did they get you? How did you wind up in this place?
It was pretty easy for them. They just kind of had some cotton candy, and they were like, "Come on down, y'all."
Y'all, were there any other humans there? Any other witnesses tonight? Did you see any of them? If not, that's probably for the best.
No.
Okay, good.
There were definitely other people with me, but as soon as I stepped into this place, it was as if they didn't matter anymore.
Mm. You were the only one.
In my mind.
Yeah. And did anything else happen to you while you were there?
I gotta think.
I mean, you're only 11, but this might be the most important thing that ever happens to you, so you might want to fucking think about it.
That's actually similar to what they were telling me. They were saying, "You got to fucking think. Like, where are your parents?" You know. I told them they dropped me off.
So your parents dropped you off. Did your parents know they were dropping you off with aliens?
My parents don't care either way. They were just dropping me off because they say I'm a handful.
Well, at least they got you that sweet helmet.
It did. It came in handy on that river because I definitely whacked my head a couple times riding on that thing. It was crazy.
That is crazy. How did you get out by any chance?
Well, luckily there was a blockade formed by some other large organisms that all clogged the river. And then I was able to kind of be pushed to the side and I scrambled atop the pavement.
And the pavement was on Earth?
It felt the same as the pavement we have here, yeah.
Okay. So, what were the organisms like?
It was odd. They looked, like I said, they looked similar to me, but they had a lot of markings. A lot of markings on their bodies.
What did those look like?
There were some that were red, white, and blue flags. There were others that were different red, white, and blue flags. There were a lot of wolves and creatures of that nature. Nature in general was a theme. Okay. And hair, lots of body hair.
Yeah, I get it. All right. Well, I think I've got everything I need to get from you.
Awesome.
I appreciate it. Give it for Josh Lampley.
Thank you. Can I have a ride?
No.
A ride?
No. God. Well... I guess, yeah. Who else wants to tell me a tale of going to the water park? All right. Let's see. Next witness coming to the stage is Kenny Maverick. Please, Kenny Maverick. Oh, this guy's great. Oh, he's a maverick. You seem like a dangerous
fellow. What's up, friendly town?
Oh.
Hey, real quick, before we get started, I know you've been dealing with a bunch of locals, but I'm actually a local celebrity. Want to give a quick shout out to all my fans. What's up? For the few of you who don't know, I am the Kenny from Friendly Town Public Access's fourth most popular late night drug testing talk show, Doing Drugs with Kenny. Woo! But yeah, we ain't here not to talk about me doing drugs. We're here not to talk about the night I did a lot of drugs and then got abducted by the aliens. Good times. So, like, ask me your questions, because there's a lot of stuff I want to talk about here.
Okay, so how did you make contact with the aliens on their ship or here on Earth?
They picked me up here on Earth in their ship. What happened, basically, took an eighth of mushrooms, because I was going to go check out the Lego Ninjago movie, of course. You fans of the show, you know that's just a normal Wednesday night for Kenny, right? So I took the eighth and I go see Lego Ninjago, and everything's going great. And then I leave the theater, and as I'm walking out, I'm walking down Cumberland, and all of a sudden, these three aliens, they just jump out of their spaceship. It's like a Volvo S40 or something, and they just accost me.
Okay. Volvo S40.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Maybe an S60. I'm not 100%, you know. I don't know Volvos that well.
All right. And all right. So, did you get to see Lego Ninjago?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Was it good?
Highly recommend that one, y'all.
Okay, good.
That movie is lit. Woo!
All right. I need to get some useful information here. I haven't seen it yet, so that's good. Good to hear. So, what did the creatures look like? Was their vehicle playing any strange music?
Yeah, I was playing this real bass heavy stuff. It was all like, like, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, alien.
It's like real futuristic, like yeah. Robot sex stuff. It's freaky.
Nice. Okay. Well, so what happened once you got into the spacecraft?
So we got in the spacecraft and they smoked a joint of some weed with me, I believe. Mm-hmm. Very good weed, by the way. Very good. Some of the best Kenny's ever had. All right. And then we went back to their space layer. Had some sort of weird, like Greek writing or something on the front door. I don't really know what it meant. And now they were all, by the way, you asked what they look like and I forgot. They're all wearing like orange polos, you know what I'm saying? And like real short shorts, like up to here, you know, just, and then like Sperry's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did they address one another?
They had a very weird language. They called each other bro.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, hey, bro. Woo! And then they crush a beer can on their head, which mm-hmm. I assume is like, you know, their way of saying, good job.
You sound like the males of the species.
Yeah, no, wasn't a lot of females, honestly. I mean, yeah. going to be straight up with you, did not see any females.
There rarely are. Yeah.
No. But they were real cool. They took me as one of their own. They called me bro, you know. They kept telling me that I for real had to check out that new Stranger Things on Netflix. Go check that out.
Did these aliens probe you in any way?
They didn't probe me, but this is actually real cool. Gotta give them some props. One of the aliens, one of the main aliens, Chad. I got a little, you know, I was on shrooms and they were feeding me their form of beer. And so I got fucked up. And so Chad, you know, he was nice enough to carry me to his room. And then I'm telling you, just the sweetest alien here. He took off my pants and he gave me a blowjob. And it was like one of the top three blowjobs I've ever had in my life. I'm telling you. Straight up. Way go, Chad. Them aliens, they know what they're doing.
That's great to hear. These now they may not have called it probing. Did you hear the aliens utter the intergalactic phrase butt chugging at any point?
Oh my god, yes! Okay. They did that to me. They initiated me in with the butt chug.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some sort of red liquid. It came in a box. It said like Merzine or something. I don't know. I couldn't see it. And they just pumped it in my butt. Man, I got, woo, yeah. Kenny's been places, but I ain't been there before.
These alien letters, do you remember which ones they were? This sounds like a pretty cool party.
Yeah, well, I wish that I could find it again. Like, I remember they kept talking about all this puss. And now, like I said, I didn't understand their language too much, so I'm assuming they're talking about, like, different planets. But they kept talking about all this puss that they were crushing. So I really want to get down on that. Like, I got to find out what that's about.
Sure. So your name is Kenny Maverick.
Kenny Maverick.
You have a public access show called Doing Drugs with Kenny.
Doing Drugs with Kenny. Look it up on YouTube, motherfucker.
But the concept of puss is entirely foreign to you.
Unless that's some new drug on the streets that Kenny ain't got a hold of yet. Yeah.
You
I ain't heard of that one.
You could call it that. Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to have to get me some of that puss, y'all.
All right. You really should.
Do you know...
Or find Chad. It doesn't matter. It's fine.
Do you know where I can get some of that puss? I got money right now.
I believe it was 5416 Flanders Avenue, Jacksonville, Florida. purple door, white trim. She's giving it away to everybody. That's fine.
That was awesome.
That was
kind I'm getting fucked up tonight.
All right. Have fun, Kenny. Thank you very much.
Hey, no, thank you. Hey, tune in next Sunday night, 2 in the morning. Key's going to drop the non-derogatory type of M-bomb, y'all. Woo!
Great job, Kenny. Thank you. All right, let's call our next witness to the stage. We've got two more. Please give it up for John Hurst. John, what can you tell me?
So you're the one causing trouble around here.
I am most certainly am not.
You're the Detective Marsh, like putting his nose in things that he shouldn't be involved in.
That 11-year-old touched me of his own.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about this alien stuff.
Oh.
Well, I tell you, if you can keep a secret, can you keep a secret?
Sure.
The aliens.
I'm recording everything, but sure.
Okay. As long as you can keep a secret, I don't care about the recorder thing. That's technology far beyond me. But the aliens, they're real. Let me tell you something, people. You, as the only person in this room, Donnie Marsh. Detective Donnie Marsh. Let me tell you, I was a simple video clerk, video rental clerk. Like, working at the Betamax. You know what the Betamax is?
Yes.
Good.
Is what I meant.
Oh, excellent. Well, I was working there. I was cleaning out the free popcorn cleaner thing out on the outside because it gets caked with butter every night from the hands of the vile 11-year-olds who just put nothing but popcorn in the bucket. However, that's when a light enveloped over me, and I don't remember anything that happened after that point. But when I woke up. One, I was fired from that job because a popcorn cleaner did not get cleaned that night, and I was in very big trouble. But the other thing was, I realized that I had a purpose in life, and that was to warn people like you to not stick their noses in things like aliens around here, boy.
Why? What'll happen?
I don't know. That's the beauty of it. But I know I have just an insatiable urge to go around looking at people creepily, going like, I warn you, stay away from that hill up there, that... like awesome guitar solo lane hill, just high above there, just looking at the, like that's where the aliens lie, and you, like everyone who's gone up there has never come back down.
You're that guy, everyone loves that guy, yeah. You're in every movie.
I'm that guy.
I'm that guy. Fantastic.
I get a lot of.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He has two lines, he's awesome.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, it's actually opened up a huge line of work for me. It's been very thankful.
Yeah.
I mean, like, not only can I warn people about aliens, but I have to warn people about mummies and vampires.
Sure.
And it's really opened up my career. The aliens are doing a great job, but you should stay away from the aliens, I should warn you.
Why? Oh, it never goes that far, does it?
No, you're never, right.
Yeah, never.
I just,
you're right.
See, I have to look out there, and I just look. It's like, never go out there. And then they go like, yeah, we're going to ignore you, old man. And it's like fools. And then I kind of yell at them for a while. And then they just kind of scamper off. And that's my role. And I get paid like $6.50 a week for that. It's great.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Let me tell you, if you ever want a job in that, the union's great. Let me tell you.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah. Every city has to have one. I'm just the regular friendly town crier, basically.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. That's a niche.
I just have to have personal experience with the aliens. That's how I got into this. I just fell into it. Screw the video job.
So you're not here to give me any information. You're just here to say...
I'm here to warn you about the terror that the aliens up there will cause. You do not go up that hill, boy.
All right.
Or detective. Or however old you are. I don't have my glasses on right now. I can't see.
All right. Have you done enough to get paid?
Yes, I have.
Okay, great. Right,
thank you.
John Hurst.
Thank you. Yeah. Five stars. Thanks. Remember, rate me. Rate me on the Crier app.
Nailed it. Okay, well, there's one more witness, and that's it. I think I've concluded my investigation, such as it is. Please welcome Jay Kendrick. How are you doing?
That's a really part man trick. Really good.
Well. Flattery will.
Has anybody ever told you that you're, like, the least intimidating soccer coach I've ever met? It's pretty good.
It's good.
You like it?
A little
bit? Yeah.
FBI, I'm really more lacrosse.
You can cross with me any day for sexy. All right. So talk about aliens, right? That's
what that is allegedly what we're here to discuss. Did you have an experience?
I did, actually.
Good.
I'd be glad to tell you about it.
Thank you.
Well, you know, as most Americans do, I was watching television, and I was watching TV, VH1, and something weird happened, Mr. Marsh.
Wait, what was on? Was it
I'm not
him?
Really that familiar with what they call it, but it was this production where someone sings. I think music video. You ever heard of those? I don't remember those.
Yeah.
Very well.
Yeah.
They're
really not around anymore.
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah. It was. And there was a white, Caucasian, you know, white gentleman.
Okay.
With abnormally blonde hair, I would say. And I expected him to sing, you know, maybe dance.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did something that I've never seen any white person do before. He started rapping. That's
dear
not
God.
Real. That doesn't happen. What no. the fuck, Donnie?
I have no control over that.
That's as alien as it gets.
Please tell me that's not your story.
Oh, it is. How is it not?
What kind of clothes was this gentleman wearing?
You know.
Was it a long white t-shirt?
It was really long.
Were there a lot of them?
Like six.
Six?
Yeah.
Was one of them the real Slim Shady?
I mean, he was sitting down, so I'm not sure.
Okay, no, we're talking about something different. Yeah. All right.
Well, no, it was weird, because, like, I like rap, you know, because, like, I'd like to think that I'm really open-minded.
And, this is very relevant.
Yeah, no, it is. And, well, I'd like to think of myself as an expert in the hip-hop culture, but I've never seen anyone rap that fast. He has to be alien. It's not possible that he's a human being. He didn't have a mom or a dad or anything like that. It's not possible.
So this is your tale of spotting an alien. You're watching VH1.
Right.
And a white man is rapping very fast.
What is more alien than a white guy with opinions that people care about?
That's kind of...
What's more alien than that? Yeah, you're fucking stumped, aren't you?
I can't believe it took this long to find the first racist.
I know.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Well, no, it was just like... He was rapping, it was like normal, you know, like pace, you know, like it was like da 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 da. And yeah. All of a sudden.
My name is Donnie, I'm
right.
here to sit.
Don't ever
rock
do that
you
ever
guys
again.
In a funky
stop,
way.
Please, stop, oh. please, stop. There's a reason that you work at the FBI. Yeah.
I just do it as a hobby.
But no, it's like, I'm going to try to, like, show you what happened.
Okay.
It's just, I don't know if I can do it. We're going to see if I can, because I'm just, like, a white guy from Tennessee. I'm not. An alien rapper. He's named after candy. Come on, man. That's
Skittles.
I didn't say good candy.
Oh.
Just M&M's.
Oh.
How else would an alien, like, get us to like him? Name him after candy. If I met an alien named Snickers, I'd never go hungry. That's all I'm saying. You know, it's satisfying.
You should try some of this DNA. Apparently, it's amazing.
You're great.
It's not mine. Like,
oh no, yeah, but okay. No. Let me see if I can
yeah.
do what he did. It was crazy. It was just like, all right, here we go. Someone love a doom, love a human suit. I'm a human. What I got to do to get it through to you? I'm superhuman, devastating, and I'm more innovative than everything that you say will ricochet off me and glue to you, like shit like that. And it's like, wow, that was crazy. Because I didn't even memorize all that, and I did it, but that's just how I'm a talented comedian. You know, it's just, how? Explain that to me. You can't, can you?
Pentecostalism? I don't know.
Stop making up words.
Sorry.
Stop it.
I'm probably going to regret asking you this, but your jeans have drooped down just a little bit, allowing me a quick peek at your undergarments.
Yeah.
Are those alien symbols?
No, you judgmental fucker. Those are snowflakes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. They're okay. Unique. Just like everyone here.
Aw.
Yeah.
How long have you lived in Friendly Town?
Like a day.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah. Kinda.
All right.
All right.
There's a guy named Gorgonzola Jones. He seems really cool. Only normal person here. You should hang out with him, I think.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah. Apparently there's an orgy in the planetarium, you know?
Hey, have you noticed that I'm the first alien story that didn't involve fucking? Isn't that great?
It was shocking.
I know.
Yeah.
Crazy. It's like I'm innovative or something.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's nice talking to you.
Darn, yeah, of course.
You're wonderful. And before I go, I want to give a big shout out to my friend Kenny Maverick right there. I want to give him a big shout out. That was the...
Yeah!
That was like one of the best Jake Kendrick impersonations I've ever seen. So I definitely got to thank him for that. Mr. Marsh, I hope this was helpful.
It sure was. Thanks. I can leave now.
Arrest Eminem. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. I will try. He's such a cultural icon. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Oh, please, everyone. FBI Special Agent Donnie Marsh. Please give it up for him. Thank you all so much for being here. This has been a historic night for us here in Friendly Town. First of all, before I say my official good nights, I just want to say make sure to is it do you have a website for this tour, or just find the event page for the Can't Grow Beards comedy tour?
Yeah, my name's Donnie Marsh. Yeah, find me on Facebook. It's LinkedIn for comedians. So
yeah. It's a pretty easy name to remember.
Friends with like 900 people I don't know now.
So. Donnie Marsh, yeah, that's so you made it as a comedian.
Yeah.
But yeah, please add us at Friendly Town. It's facebook.com/Friendly Town Knoxville if you have not already. And come back next week. We're going to have a special night hosted by our Friendly Town brewmaster, Liz Brooks, called Friendly Town Needs a Brewery. Because Knoxville doesn't have enough, so we decided that Friendly Town needs one or two. We're going to be opening up a brewery here in Friendly Town. And in 2 weeks from tonight, we're actually going to have a very special night with Yadoye Travis, a stand-up event with Yadoye Travis. Holy shit, that's going to be amazing. He'll be running his hour. He's going to be recording for his first album at Relapse in Atlanta in a couple weeks. That's going to be great. And but yeah, my name is Mayor Tyler. Please tip your bartenders. We got two of them in the room now. One who was relieved by your bartending surrogate Mayor Josh. So hang out, have a couple drinks, and I think we can all thanks to the hard work of Detective Donnie Marsh. I think it's pretty conclusive that these all aliens have all just been a hoax, and there's no alien threat. There's no real like. I think we are alone in the universe, effectively. I think we all just have very, very elaborate imaginations. And what the fuck? What?